good evening. You can just tell it's night time, can't you? It's just got that stillness. Yeah, it's a beautiful night actually, but it's bloody freezing. But yeah, I'll keep it just a quick one. I think this one, I think it's going to be like a little diary entry. Dear Kitty. Oh my God, that's morbid. Right, scratch that from the record. Anyway, it is the evening of the 5th of November, and right on cue is a bit of traffic ambiance that I set up there to let you know this is on the corner of Tithe Pit Shore Lane, walking down towards Whiteleaf, just to, you know, get some nice hill steps in. But yeah, it's really nice tonight, and it's been quite an interesting day. England has joined the other parts of the UK and is now in a full national lockdown. Nothing more about that needs to be said, really. And the Tidbits pod certainly isn't the place for comment on that. On that anyway. So, elsewhere in the world, people are watching the votes getting counted for the US elections. For those guys, it's both unprecedented and unprecedented times. Bit of fun, isn't it? Yeah, the reason I'm recording this is not to chime in on the commentary about their election. I mean, quite frankly, I haven't really been paying attention, but actually, it's weird, isn't it, how people outside of the US are following, you know, they follow it so closely. I can't remember any of my friends being, you know, putting so much passion and effort into like Russian politics or Indian or Chinese or, you know, well, just politics in general, actually. I mean, oh, slow down, son. Yeah, if you're from the US, like, fair play, pay attention, or even, you know, Canada or Mexico, being their neighbours, you know, that's a thing. But the rest of you guys just going on and on about US politics, chill your bloody beans, lads. I mean, just because, I mean, the US speaks English, and that's where, you know, that's where a lot of music and films come from, it doesn't mean that their election's any more important than any other. It's like people tuning in as if politics is like bloody Pop Idol. I mean, Pop Idol's the most up-to-date reference I have. Yeah, bloody hell, right. So what I actually wanted to bring to people's attention, it was a song. I actually heard it yesterday because it was recommended through Spotify. They gave you a recommended list, and it does link to US politics, and that's why I brought that up. You gotta love those algorithms, baby. It's like, oh God, it's fucking astounding. Like, so it's rare that a song is both, you know, body contortingly cringeworthy, as like so misjudged, but also just so funny. Like, it's Cher, and what's she like? She's in her 70s, and she's singing about US presidential candidate smoking Joe Biden, and it's called "Happiness Is Just a Thing Called Joe." I mean, from what I've read, it's a song from the 40s, but they've rejigged the words, you know, brought it bang into the present day. And ooh, but yeah, I can't play this song in here, but let me just pull up the lyrics. So these are amazing. Okay, here we go. It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs want to grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave and sigh when they know President Joe's passing by. Right now, our country's gloomy, fear is in the air. But when Joe's president, hope is everywhere. Troubles fly away and life will easy flow. Joe will keep us safe, and that's all we need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Sometimes there seems no end to misery and despair. But when Joe smiles at us, compassion fills the air. Troubles fly away and life is easy flow. Joe will keep us safe, and that's all we need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. President Joe, President Joe, President Joe. Oh God, I mean, it's so, so bad. Just imagine her at the inauguration, you know, she comes out, little Joe sitting there. Well, this is assuming he wins, but he'll be wearing his little suit or whatever, all his little mates there. And and she'll come out in like some massive, you know, outlandish outfit, like big wig or whatever. And she'd be like, oh man, yeah, it's President Joe, yay, he loves you so, give him a kiss. Oh yeah. Is it his wrinkly balls? Oh yeah, they're pretty grim. Shoop, 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 shoop. Joe is fucking cool. Oh man. Oh, amazing. Do you believe in life after Trump? Fuck me. Can't wait. I cannot wait. But oh, I'm just so happy that I'm not patriotic. I mean, imagine looking at a potential leader of the executive part of your country's government and going, wow, that's a smile that makes the lilacs want to grow. Oh, it's just so grim. But yeah, go and look up Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe on YouTube. It's got the song, and there's also a sort of grimy montage of old crusty Joe smiling and posing with people for photographs. And oh man, I'm just not getting across just how strange it is. So sort of threatening, but yet so light-hearted at the same time. I mean, imagine it's sort of like the last video you'd be shown in a cult, like before they come and cut your balls off or something, with a big smile on their face. Like, anyway, yeah, go and listen to it. It's an absolute treat, and yeah, keeping this short. But of course, this isn't a dig at Joe. He's trying his best, isn't he? And yeah, he's a shit option, but definitely isn't as shit as the other option. My God, but bit of well considered satire there for you. Anyway, thanks for listening. You are an absolute legend. Don't forget to share. You know, I'm not actually going to put this one up on Instagram or any of those things. So, bloody hell, that is comic book cliche creepy. Ugh. But yeah, I challenge you guys, like one of the inner circle, one of the absolute legends, because you guys have already subscribed. I challenge you to just tell one person, you know, see what they think. And yeah, let me know what you think at tidbitspod@protonmail.com if you want to get involved. It's I think I'm gonna head back home now, a little bit scared. Catch you next time.